For the first time in 3 years, the United Nations General Assembly gets underway in person in New York this week. No more pre-recorded addresses or hybrid meetings because of the pandemic. Instead, the UNGA will include speeches from most of the world's leaders, including President Biden. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the administration has three priorities: global food insecurity, the UN Charter, and global health.
As COVID-19 reminded us, global health threats do not respect borders. We must tackle COVID-19, monkeypox, and other outbreaks, and we must do it together.
Speeches from the scores of attending leaders begin Tuesday, and the U.S. president representing the host country traditionally speaks second. But Biden will be at the Queen's funeral, and his speech has been delayed until Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.